There is a tie for gold. Manuel got in there first and deep, but she tied the 16-year-old.
Sound from NBC yesterday of Simone Manuel tying for gold in the women's 100-meter freestyle, the first African-American woman to win an individual swimming event. The commentators were saying this was going to mean so much for swimming and African-Americans in the United States, an historic event. But soon, social media was aflame because NBC didn't play her medal ceremony live. They waited an hour. Let's look at that and other Olympic stories that are trending online with Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, what were people saying about this?
What could be more important than this historic event of an African-American woman getting an individual gold medal in swimming? That is really important. But what was NBC showing while she was getting her medal? They were showing repeats of Russian gymnasts. I love Russian gymnasts, but I would have loved to have seen that live. The internet went apoplectic and then started to post little videos of Simone's medal ceremony, and there was places where you could actually watch it. And then eventually, 1 hour later, NBC caught up and then showed her medal ceremony.
Well, what is NBC saying?
Well, they are time shifting to try and get the most audience at peak time. So this isn't the first time this happened. Were you watching the opening ceremony?
Yeah.
Where I was watching on an international feed because NBC's feed was an hour after everybody else's.
Right.
So they're really trying to get peak ratings for this Olympics.
Right, so what happened there with social media is that tweets were coming out saying, wow, look at this, that is incredible. And you're looking and you're thinking, no, it's not.
Yeah,
because people were tweeting live, right.
What are you seeing different? Let me tell you the reason why this is so important, not just because of the swimming event and the sporting achievement. It is because if you look on the usaswimming.org site in the United States, 60 to 70% of African Americans and Hispanic kids do not know how to swim.
Right.
It is a well-known statistic. They don't know how to swim. African-Americans, Hispanics, people of color don't swim as much as the white population in the United States. So having amazing role models in the Olympic pool who are black, who are female, it's so important for the youngsters growing up right now. That is really, really important. And one of the things that happens with Simone is that she's often asked about being a black swimmer. All of the time. And she said to reporters as the lead up to her event is, I would like to be known just one day as Simone Manuel. Full stop.
Well, I have a couple thoughts there. We've done stories on the concern about African-Americans not swimming. And there's a deep-seated generational fear of water on the part of many African-Americans because of being forced to flee in water from people trying to hang you and things like that. So that's what we're talking about, not the fact that they can't or won't. So
yes, there are lots of stereotypes about, well, black people don't swim. Black people run. I was like, I'm a black person. I swim. And I'm a really terrible runner.
And so does Simone Manuel, and we didn't see her medal thing. And also, she said some things after her medal ceremony in a USA Today interview. First of all, tell us about that. And I'm wondering if maybe some people, thought she might say. I'm wondering if there's some political overtones. Tell us what she was saying.
This is what Simone said. She says, it means a lot with what is going on in the world today. Some of the issues of police brutality. This win hopefully brings hope and change to some of the issues going on. Mm. It was quite general, but you know that she's talking about race in the United States, which is a hot topic right now.
Right.
And she just talks about often being asked about her blackness, being a black swimmer, and she says, my color just comes with the territory.
Yeah. Well, there's that story. We encourage people to look into that. But there was also a lot of outrage online over Daily Beast story yesterday that's since been retracted. Tell us what happened here.
Goodness me. Yes, Nico Hines is the London editor of the Daily Beast, and he decided to write a story called The Other Olympic Sport in Rio, Swiping. And his story was about gay athletes in Rio, and he decided to pose as a gay man. He's a straight man. He decided to pose as a gay man to see how many athletes would respond to him.
On Grindr, on the gay social network.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
So there's an app called Grindr, which is an app for men who like men who can find them very easily. So think about Tinder, but just specifically designed for bisexual and gay men. So that's what he was using as an app, and he found a number of Olympic athletes. Now, he didn't name them, but he did give out enough information where some of the athletes were, well, if you knew our sport and if you knew our mm-hmm. form, then you could probably identify.
Well, and so what are some
are.
What are some of the things people have said online? I'm holding Amini Fanua. He's the swimmer.
Oh, my goodness.
He's outwardly gay, but he as he said, boy, there are people who come from countries where they will be killed.
He's a Tongan athlete, and homosexuality in Tonga is a major issue for most of the community, most of the society. It is frowned upon. Many places where it is illegal to be gay, these athletes have effectively been outed. I want you to have a look at, if you're on Twitter, have a look at Amini Fanua's Twitter feed, and you will see his argument for why this was irresponsible journalism.
Right. And besides, you wonder, well, wait a minute, what if somebody went undercover and found out how many straight athletes were going on dating websites? It would just be appalling. So there's that story. But we want to touch on another one before we let you go. And we, by the way, I want to underscore that the Daily Beast has since apologized for their investigative report on Olympians on a gay social network website.
And if you click on it, you won't find it anymore.
There.
You would just find the apology.
They've retracted the article. But here's another story we want to make sure we get to. You've noticed a lot of affection online for Chinese swimmer, I hope I'm doing this right, Fu Yuanhe. Well, tell us why.
She is stunning. She has a face that lights up the world. She has a fantastic smile. She's a pretty good swimmer. She swims for China. And she won a bronze medal for backstroke. Now, she started to go viral in China when the Chinese reporter came up to her and said, congratulations, your time was this time. And she was like, what? I thought I came fourth.
Let's listen.
A bronze medal.
Yeah, let's listen. Yeah.
Yes.
39秒自己。我以为是59秒。
You can hear that. The inhales.
What?
Yeah. And she just has a huge smile. And so she's gone viral.
Huge smile. She's gone viral for that reaction. And then she is having so much fun in Rio. Her face, her smiles, her reactions. She's bounding around. She is a giveable, wonderful athlete. So there are gifts of her, little moments of her joy, her expression. And she's one of the most fun athletes to be following right now in Rio because her joy is expressed through all of the online people following her.
Femi Oke, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English. We will hook you up to everything we've talked about. You can just smile as you watch it. Femi, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.